The Average Network takes you now to the Senate Arbitrary Relations Museum as David Kaye explains Iraqi weapons of mass deception. We join Senator Kennedy.
Dr. Kaye, you seem to be telling us that you do not believe that there are Iraqi WMDs, but that they are there and will be found regardless of whether they exist. Do I hear that right?
That is essentially correct, Senator, except for the incorrect parts.
I see. Well, what do we expect to uncover?
Senator, yes? There are no weapons there and no facilities for weapons and no plans of any worth, even though they are there somewhere, which I don't believe.
Thank you, Dr. Kaye. That's eminently rather clear. Senator McCain.
Thank you, Ted. Dr. Kaye, if these weapons don't exist, where will we find them?
Oh, around, here and there, under rose bushes. There's been so much looting, and those people are hungry. They'll eat anything.
Do you think people are eating the weapons, Dr. Kaye?
No, I don't think that at all. Of course, you never know.
Well, who is responsible for these claims, Doctor? Secretary Powell gave the UN specific references to weapons such as botulinum, anthrax, rugworts, dust bunnies, and hammer toe. Who was responsible?
Well, the CIA, Senator.
Sir, the CIA discounted its own sources on the uranium, but never mentioned the others. Where did those numbers come from?
Oh, just kind of around, you know.
Dr. Kaye, we don't know, and that is why we are asking you.
Oh, I see.
Fine. John?
Well, how much time do I have, Senator Warner?
You have,
okay, fine.
3 minutes, Senator McCain.
Does that include the time I got from Senator Kennedy, who graciously allowed me to...
Tut, John. You would undoubtedly do the same for me. Dr. Kaye, how much time do you have?
Oh, about this much.
Nah, well, that's quite a bit. Dr. Kaye, did the president lie to the American people?
Oh, no, Senator. People lie to him. And then he's wrong, but not intentionally bad. Lying is bad. Bad people lie to the president, but he's not wrong, even when he's right, Senator.
Well, that certainly puts something at rest. I don't think it's my mind.
Senators, may I suggest a brief recess?
Senator Warner, it's cold and nasty out. All our toys will be wet.
Senator McCain is right. Perhaps we could take naps instead. We're all pretty old.
The Average Network short subject number 3 was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and his monkey's uncle. All celebrity impersonations have been officially rebuked, thereby averting an unnatural disaster. This is Pablo T. Flies asking you to stay tuned.